Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today from the United States, we hear from Katie Beadle Rice. Katie is a catechist who works with children using the catechesis of the Good Shepherd. She lives in Boise, Idaho, and her preaching today is entitled Restoring Dreams.
A reading from the Book of Ezra. King Darius issued an order to the officials of west of Euphrates. Let the governor and the elders of the Jews continue the work on that house of God. They are to rebuild it on its former site. I, Darius, have issued this decree. Let it be carefully executed. The elders of the Jews continued to make progress in the building. Supported by the message of the prophets Haggai and Zechariah, son of Iddo, they finished the building according to the command of the God of Israel and the decrees of Cyrus and Darius and of Artaxerxes, king of Persia. They completed this house on the third day of the month Adar, in the sixth year of the reign of King Darius. The children of Israel, priests, Levites, and the other returned exiles celebrated the dedication of this house of God with joy. With yesterday's first reading from the book of the prophet Ezra, we entered into a time period in the history of the people of God that will keep us company for the next 2 weeks of daily Mass readings. It is a time of deep pain and also radical hope. A time that required the encouragement and challenge of prophets willing to speak truth to the people about themselves and about their God. The time of return from the Babylonian exile and the period of rebuilding and restoration that followed it. In 586 BC, Jerusalem fell to the Babylonian Empire, and the temple, the most sacred place of encounter with God, the very place where God had established his dwelling place among the people, was destroyed. And then, not quite 50 years later, in 538, the Babylonian Empire is overcome by the Persians, whose leader Cyrus receives a communication from the God of the Israelites. The people are to return home to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. At the beginning of today's first reading, of which I read a section, it is 18 years since this miraculous turn of events, and though some exiles have returned home and the foundation has been laid for the rebuilding of the temple, construction has stalled. Why? The returning exiles refused the offer of help from those who had remained in the land, and those whose help was rejected in turn began to do all in their power to sabotage the construction, including falsely accusing the returned exiles of planning a rebellion against the Persian Empire. And so today we find the newly appointed King Darius repeating the decree that Cyrus first handed down. And finally, supported by the message of the prophets, the temple is completed and dedicated. In the short books of Haggai and Zechariah, the prophets mentioned in today's reading, three messages are given to the people again and again. The first, do not fear, have courage. The second, God is with you. And the third, therefore act. Do what has been asked of you, build the house of the Lord. And in the building, Zechariah tells the people in chapter 8, verse 17 of his prophetic book, these are the things you are to do. Speak truth to one another. Render true and perfect justice in your gates, and do not contrive evil against one another. The vindictive lies of the people have not only wounded their relationships with each other and God, they have also delayed the very dream of God. But although God's dreams may be delayed by sinful actions and choices, they are never abandoned or overcome. In our own lives, in our own time and history, how often do we see this pattern played out? How many times have we been the one who has been excluded or has excluded another? And how often has the pain of rejection led to even deeper wounds and the seeking for revenge? And when this pattern plays out, the words of the prophets remain constant. Do not be afraid. I am with you. Remember who you are, in whose image you have been created, and in that remembrance, act. We hear the call to action also in today's gospel, where Jesus says, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and act on it." Only a few chapters before in Luke's gospel, Jesus has boiled down the word of God, the command of God, to its very essence in the Sermon on the Plain, where he says, "Love your enemies." In our time, as in all the others that have come before it, we hear many voices claim to speak for God. They often say the words, "God is with us." But they are not true words unless they mean, "God is with all of us." They are never true when spoken in a sense that God is with us and therefore against others, not even against our enemies. This week I took inspiration from one of the prophets of our own time, Carol Houselander, an English laywoman who lived from 1901 to 1954. In her autobiography, A Rocking Horse Catholic, she writes of a mystical experience while riding on the train when she is overcome with the truth that Christ resides in all of the strangers that surround her on every side. And in this vision, she writes, "I saw, too, the reverence that everyone must have for a sinner. Instead of condoning his sin, which is in reality his utmost sorrow, one must comfort Christ who is suffering in him. And this reverence must be paid even to those sinners whose souls seem to be dead, because it is Christ who is the life of the soul who is dead in them. They are his tombs, and Christ in the tomb is potentially the risen Christ." In the words of Haggai and Zechariah, in the words of Jesus, and in the words of prophets everywhere, who call us to reverence the other instead of condemning and judging, may we find the encouragement we need to continue the work we have been called to, the furthering of God's dreams of restoration and redemption. And so take heart, do not fear. God is with all of us.